In the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
On this Holy Trinity Sunday, let's talk about names. Now, as I am getting geared up and ready to go for vicarage, I have already been thinking about names a little bit. However, what I have mostly been thinking about is the task of remembering names. One of the daunting challenges that faces me as a soon-to-be vicar this coming year, I will need to learn all the members' names of the congregation of St. Stephen's Lutheran Church in Hickory, North Carolina. Now, some of my friends laugh about this because of the lopsidedness of this task. I will have to learn hundreds of names, while the congregation only has to learn one name, my own. And this has led me to try and learn a few different strategies to remember names. Now, the reason I bring this up is if any of you out there have any tips or tricks that you know of to help remember names, I would definitely be open and willing to learn them if you want to share with me after the service. However, this afternoon we are not going to be focusing on how to remember names. Rather, we are going to focus on the power and significance of names. If you have ever thought about or reflected on names and their significance, you might have come to realize just how important names really are. And today, I want to invite you to explore with me three ways that names powerfully impact our own personal lives. Number one, a name gives you the ability to belong to someone or something. Number two, a name gives you the opportunity to be known. And number three, a name gives you meaning and purpose. So first, a name gives you the ability to belong to someone or something. This one is especially simple. For almost all of us, the very first thing we were given as a newborn child was our name. And then, when you are given your name, it makes you more than just a human being. It makes you a person, a real person who belongs, and in this case, belongs to your parents. But a name also gives you the ability to belong to something, like a group or a cause. For example, I think it is safe to say that all of you, whether you're tuning in, watching the service, or here present at the service, would call yourselves Christians. But not only that, I think it's safe to say that others would also call you a Christian. That's my hope and prayer. And that name Christian, given to you, whether it's from yourself or by other people, gives you belonging to a group of believers who believe in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Now, number two, a name gives you the opportunity to be known. A couple of years ago, while I was still at college, a wise friend at Concordia University Chicago, where I went to college, once gave me this piece of advice, that a person's favorite word that they can ever hear in the whole world is their name. And I'd always wondered why that was. But in one respect, I believe it is because when you call someone by their name, they know that they are known by you. And as a future pastor in my future ministry, I hope to take advice to heart and call people by their names as much as possible to let them know that they are known and cared for and valued by me. And lastly, number three, a name gives you meaning and purpose. Now, as I mentioned earlier, when you are given a name shortly after you were born, it changes you into a person, but it also differentiates you from every other person on this planet. You have your name and everybody else has their names. And so from that moment on, you begin to build your identity around your name and who you are as a person. Many people really try to focus on a purpose of leaving a legacy behind that carries on with their name. They want to be remembered by others in a certain way, and probably a good way. Just as certainly I know that many of you want to be remembered in a good way. But even with all of these great importances of names in our earthly lives, our names really actually fall short in a lot of ways. You see, no matter how hard you might try to leave a legacy behind to your name, eventually there will come one day that your name will probably be forgotten by others. No matter how hard you try to leave a legacy of good, there will always be some pain and some sorrow mixed in because of the sins and mistakes that you have already committed in your life. And even no matter how much you base your life around your personhood, you will probably still be left feeling a little empty inside, and asking questions such as, who really am I, or what is my purpose in this life? Moreover, sadly, many times we don't just use names to let people know that they are known and cared for by us. Many times we also use people's names for evil. We talk about someone's name and reputation behind their back. We might gossip, slander, defame someone and their name. Sometimes we might even insult or curse them and their name right in their face. You see, we are so infected with sin that we still hurt others and their names immensely, and our sin, even and especially, ruins our own names. But there is one name that changes all of this. It both changes the sin we commit against our named brothers and sisters, and also even transforms the very importance of our own name. This most important name is the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So now, let's revisit and talk about three ways that we are eternally impacted by our triune God and his name. First and foremost, because of your baptism in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, you belong to God. As a baptized Christian, you are washed in life-changing waters with the very name and word of our God. Because of that name, not only do you belong to him, but God now also claims you as his own, and you now enter into his family. By God's grace through faith, you are now his child, and nothing in the whole world could ever change that. And now, second, you are known and loved by God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God says to us in Isaiah chapter 49, verse 16, "I have called you and engraved your name into the palms of my hands." God will never forget you. No, God knows you, and he dearly loves you more completely than you could ever know or love anyone else on this world. And the simple reality is that both he will be with you unto the very end of the age, and also that nothing could ever separate you from being known and loved by him. Not life, not death, not your past, not your future. And lastly, in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, you have a meaning and a purpose. In the gospel text today from Matthew 28, the famous Great Commission text, we see where our true and eternal meaning and purpose really comes from. For as baptized believers, if you ever ask the question, "Who really am I?" just know that God declares to you that you are his child eternally. And whenever you might ask the question, "What really is my purpose in this life?" we know as disciples of Jesus Christ that we are to always share the good news of his grace and the forgiveness of all of our sins. Likewise, we are to continue to teach and to make disciples in the triune name of our God. Jesus himself sends out all of his disciples, both the first 12 disciples and also us today, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And he commands us to grow his kingdom through that very name. That is our purpose. So you see, it is all about the name, that name, his name. And I get to tell you today, fellow Christians here at Our Redeemer Lutheran Church in Iowa City, Iowa, rejoice, because you have eternal meaning and purpose as a child of God and a disciple of Christ. Rejoice today, because our triune God's holy name, because of our triune God's holy name, your names will be written in the book of life in heaven. Rejoice today, for because on that last day, Jesus Christ himself will come again and call your name, and you will rise up out of your graves and will forever sing praises to Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is really all about that name, his name, forever. Amen. Now may the peace of our triune God keep your hearts and your minds together in his holy name. Amen.